Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we will talk about the writer Amitav Ghosh. Now, from the point of view of contemporary writers, Amitav Ghosh is quite important. Okay? Now, Amitav Ghosh was born in Calcutta in 1956, and his father was a diplomat. He lived in India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, as well as Iran. And Amitav Ghosh was educated in University of Delhi. Thereafter, he went to the University of Oxford, and there he completed his PhD in social anthropology. Okay? And in the works that he writes, in the literary works that he writes, he tends to probe the nature of national as well as personal identity. Okay? And particularly of the people of India and those of Southeast Asia, okay? Because most of the characters that he writes about are of India. Now, before talking about his works, let me also tell you that he has won Gyanpith Award, okay? He has also been awarded the Sahitya Academy Award, aur uske baad he was also awarded the Padma Shri by Government of India. So from that point of view, he is an important writer. Now, with respect to the literary characteristics of his works, okay? Broadly speaking, he uses various historical as well as geographical settings such as India, Southeast Asia, wo to maine bataya hai aapko, as well as Middle East, Africa and Europe sometimes, theek hai? To explore issues of migration, nationalism, cultural identity, and as far as narrative technique is concerned, he uses a variety of narrative strategies such as multiple perspectives, flashbacks, and these techniques challenge the conventional notions of linear time and space. And his works are not just fiction, theek hai? Sirf fiction hi nahi likhte ye. It's a blend of, you know, elements from realism, fantasy, science fiction, as well as historical fiction. And before writing any work, he does great amount of research, and he's generally considered a very erudite writer. E-U-R-D-I-T-E, erudite writer. And he draws on the academic background that he has in anthropology as well as social history. Okay? Now, coming to the most important works written by Amitav Ghosh. The first novel that he wrote was The Circle of Reason. Okay? The Circle of Reason. This was published in 1986. And in this novel, he follows an Indian protagonist who is suspected of being a terrorist, and he flees India. He runs away from India for Northern Africa and the Middle East. After that, The Shadow Lines. Okay, The Shadow Lines. This was published in 1988, and this novel traces the history of two families. One is an Indian family and the other is English family, across almost three generations and four countries. Okay? Aur Shadow Lines iska naam isliye hai because if you read the novel, you'll find that this character called Tridib, okay, T-R-I-D-I-B, this character called Tridib wants to dismantle or debunk the idea of borders in the world. He wants to use imagination to debunk the idea of borders. Uske baad, the next important work written by Amitav Ghosh is called The Calcutta Chromosome, a novel of fevers, delirium and discovery. Okay, this is the complete title. The Calcutta Chromosome, a novel of fevers, delirium and discovery. This was published in 1995, and this is a work of science fiction. Okay? And this novel offers a alternate history of the discovery of the parasite that causes malaria. Okay? So of course, isi cheez se pata chal raha that it is about science fiction. Now, uske baad, the next important work is called The Glass Palace. Okay, The Glass Palace, which came out in the year 2000. Aur ye kis cheez ke bare mein hai? It's broadly a familial history centered on Burma, the modern Myanmar, between its occupation by the British in 1885 and through its independence and after World War II and then into the late 20th century. Now, uske baad, The Hungry Tide. Okay, the Hungry Tide. This came out in the year 2004 and it is set in Bengal, but there are also American as well as Indian characters. And more specifically, this is set in the Sundarbans. Aapne Sundarbans ka naam suna hoga, which is a vast mangrove forest in the Bay of Bengal. Okay? Now, uske baad, The Ibis Trilogy. I-B-I-S, Ibis Trilogy. Trilogy kya hota hai? Trilogy basically refers to a set of three novels. And in this Ibis Trilogy, teen jo novels hain, wo hain Sea of Poppies. Okay? This is the first one. Uske baad, River of Smoke and then Flood of Fire. Okay? Flood of Fire. And in this series of three novels, the events leading up to the opium wars between Britain and China, all of that is depicted. Okay? Aur apne agar history mein padha ho, then the opium wars were fought between China and Britain. Ek historical fact hai. सो एग्जाम में आपसे ये पूछ सकते हैं, विच ऑफ द थ्री नॉवल्स आर इंक्लूडेड इन द एबिस ट्रिलोजी, सो यू शुड नो द नेम्स ऑफ दीज थ्री नॉवल्स। उसके बाद एक और सवाल हो सकता है दैट व्हाट इज दिस इबिस, IBIS, ये है क्या? सी, इबिस इज द नेम ऑफ द शिप, ठीक है, विच इज कैरियंग द कूलीज और इंडेंचर्ड लेबरर्स, उस शिप का नाम है ये। एंड द सी ऑफ पॉपीज, राइट, दिस इज अ नॉवल दैट डिस्क्राइब्स इंडिविजुअल्स ऑन द इबिस और ऑन द शिप कैरियंग कूलीज, जो कि इंडेंचर्ड लेबरर्स थे या एक तरीके के स्लेव्स थे, एंड ऑफ कोर्स ओपियम, ठीक है, दैट्स व्हाई द टाइटल ऑफ द नॉवल इज सी ऑफ पॉपीज। नाउ आफ्टर दैट ही हैज ऑल्सो रिटन सम नॉन फिक्शनल वर्क्स, एंड वन सच वर्क इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, इट्स कॉल्ड द ग्रेट डिरेंजमेंट, ठीक है, द ग्रेट डिरेंजमेंट, क्लाइमेट चेंज एंड द अनथिंकेबल, ठीक है, दिस इज द कंप्लीट टाइटल। सो ब्रॉडली स्पीकिंग दिस इज अबाउट क्लाइमेट चेंज, ठीक है, सो इट एग्जामिन्स द इम्पैक्ट ऑफ क्लाइमेट चेंज ऑन ह्यूमन सिविलाइजेशन एंड इट ऑल्सो ट्रेसिस द ऑरिजिन्स। सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, जस्ट रिमेम्बर द नेम्स ऑफ द इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क्स दैट अमिताभ घोष हैज रिटन, ठीक है, बिकॉज एग्जाम में मैच द फॉलोइंग टाइप के क्वेश्चन आते हैं, दे कैन जस्ट गिव यू द नेम्स ऑफ हिज इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क्स एंड देन यू हैव टू गिव द करेक्ट आंसर। अलॉन्ग विद दैट, कीप इन माइंड द थ्री नॉवल्स दैट मेकअप द एबिस ट्रिलोजी, ठीक है, ये काफी इंपॉर्टेंट है।